Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So yesterday, I'm sitting around online, as I often am, and you know, all of a sudden I'm seeing this stuff show up, you know, these notifications from CBS Market Watch and Bloomberg and everybody else in the world saying, hey, looks like Amazon is at least thinking about accepting Bitcoin. And so immediately the value went crazy. Listen, Chris Hill's going to be here to talk about it. You hear him on WTIC. He is a full-time host of Motley Fool Money. Chris, I think you guys have been with us like forever. Pretty sure.
You say that like it's a jail sentence.
No, I'm just saying.
We love being on WTIC.
Well, I know. And, you know, we've always enjoyed the show. So thank you for that. So all of a sudden, you know, Bitcoin goes crazy, right? Yesterday afternoon, did they not?
They absolutely did. This is, you know, every day there are news headlines that move the market. And in this case, it was Amazon, a company that has somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.3 million employees. The news sort of went widely public that Amazon has posted a new job, and the new job has to do with crypto. So it's basically the world's, or certainly America's, biggest online retailer is at least kicking the tires on crypto.
Yeah.
And people put two and two together, said, wow, you know, maybe Amazon's going to start accepting crypto when people are making their orders online.
So immediately, according to this that I have, this is Al Jazeera, by the way, who's reporting this. I've never been there before. Actually, their value went up 14.5%, slipped back 6% higher. And now this morning, we're learning that there's just nothing there.
Again, it's a company of 1.3 million employees saying, hey, we're hiring one more person. You know, I understand the enthusiasm. But Amazon came out later in the day yesterday with a statement just to clarify what they're doing, that this is not them saying, yeah, and in the next month or so, you can use crypto to buy whatever you want on our site. They're taking a pretty cautious approach. But, you know, it is, you know, for people who are crypto bulls, it's another positive sign in the same way that other large financial companies like Visa, PayPal, Square, JP Morgan Chase, they've all made significant investments in crypto.
Well, what's the attraction to crypto?
I think for some people, it is a quicker way to move money from point A to point B. Certainly, you can find any number of people who'll be willing to lay out the ways in which the criminal world is attracted to crypto.
Oh, yeah. Talk about people being held hostage, you know, seizing your computer. There's crypto.
Absolutely. You know, I think that there is a future for digital currency in the same way that there is a very bright future for digital payments. Again, PayPal, Square, anyone who's used Venmo.
Right.
And the ease of moving money around.
Right.
There's no question there's a bright future there. As an investor, though, I don't own any crypto because it's a currency, and I don't own any currencies.
What do you own now? You want to tell us? Real estate?
Most of my money is in stocks. I do. My wife and I own our home, but most of my investments are in stocks because at the Motley Fool, we like to invest in businesses.
Well, and one thing, and I remember this, you came to town years ago, and we did a little thing over in the West End by the train station, transportation center, excuse me. But we, you know, had a lunch with some other listeners, and, you know, it sounded, or maybe it was, never mind where it was. But you guys were saying, you know, maybe it's best to buy a stock you like. Is that still hold?
I think owning a business that you understand is a great first step for people. You know, I've said for years that the worst investment I've made is not investments where I've lost money. It's the businesses where I don't understand what I own, and I'm literally waking up in the middle of the night about it.
Right.
You know, I look at what is happening with crypto, and it reminds me a little bit about
exactly.
Housing. Housing is sort of like, you can buy shares of home builders, but you can also buy shares of businesses that have exposure to the trend of home building. Again, I own shares of PayPal because I'm very bullish on the future of digital payments, but I'm not as interested in cryptocurrency. Same thing with housing. Like, I'm not really interested in owning home builders. I am actually taking a very long look at businesses like Home Depot, Lowe's, Sherwin-Williams, because nobody ever bought a home and thought to themselves, every color in this house is perfect. I'm not going to paint anything.
Well, and you know, you look during this whole idiot period you went through. I mean, Home Depot, Lowe's, they did really well.
Absolutely, because you got to do something when you retire.
Exactly.
And not all of us play golf.
No, we don't. Hey, just very quickly, you know, is Bitcoin, is there a physical presence to it at all? In other words, is it really a coin?
It's honestly one of those things that I've been watching from the sidelines and probably will continue to watch from the sidelines.
Yeah.
I've seen people, you know, hold up coins, that sort of thing. There's an element to cryptocurrency at this point.
Yes.
At this point, there's an element to it that has sort of like a black box quality that I just think,
yeah,
you know what, as an investor, there are better places for my money. I think moves like Amazon very gingerly dipping its toe in the water as they look to hire someone to explore what it could look like if Amazon were to accept crypto on Amazon.com. I think that gets us maybe a little bit closer to greater transparency.
Right
now, there's too much black box stuff going on.
All right. Well, you guys can listen every Sunday here on WTIC and figure out what these guys are all about. So you're all set. Hey, Chris, good to have you on. Thanks for being here.
Always great talking to you, Ray. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Yeah. These are good guys. It's an hour show. It doesn't take long. Gives you good advice. Not a bad thing. And hey, you can call them if you want.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.